Hi, and welcome to our podcast, Making Dance Accessible. The podcast that talks about how dance is impacting everyday people to professional artists. Don't forget to check out our website at www.bostonmobiledance.com. This podcast is sponsored by Boston Mobile Dance Studio, the studio that travels to your city or town and makes dance accessible. We would also like to give a shout out to our other sponsor, the production company, The Cab Group Production, the company that provides bridges for people and their success. In the following editions, I'm very honored to say that I've had the privilege to work with some amazing students. Some of these students approached me past and just said, you know what, Carl, this has been on my bucket list to really do a performance on stage. Or, you know, I really want to perform on stage, but how can someone like me perform on stage? Well, I'm excited to say that we did it. We launched the BMDS performance program. And what you're going to hear in the following podcasts are people's responses. You're going to hear about people's journeys, people's experiences. And I think you're going to be really excited and really inspired. So please stay tuned and enjoy. Okay, we are speaking to Noelle Shaskin right here. And she was part of the BMDS performance program. How are you, Noelle?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Carl?
I'm doing well. Crazy day, but I like crazy, so I can work with that. So we're speaking to Noelle right now, and we're going to kind of talk about the BMDS performance program. Noelle, we're going to talk about your experience. Hope you liked it. Hope you had a great time. Did you have a good time, first of all?
I had a great time. I absolutely loved it.
Oh, good, good. We hope to do more, and the vision is and the goal is to kind of do them in different towns and stuff like that as well, so... Just really, really
awesome.
Yeah, really, really excited about it, and I'm super, super passionate about it, and so are the other coaches. Now, how did you hear about the BMDS performance program?
So I heard about it because I take regular classes with BMDS, mm-hmm. Just the regular weekly classes, and I think you guys were promoting it, mm-hmm. and I had also heard about some of the folks who had done it last year and really, really enjoyed it and felt that it, like, kind of elevated their dance abilities, so I was really psyched about doing it.
I like that. Elevated their dance abilities. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I'm always learning about the program. I love when people use certain words and kind of give the description or their experience with it. That's really cool to me. Now, what was your expectation for it?
I didn't really know. I mean, I guess the thing that I was expecting and one of the things that I wound up really liking about it was that it was a continuation and you build on it every week. Mm. And as much as I love all the classes where, you know, that I go to normally,
yeah.
it's sort of one and done, right?
Mm.
And
yeah.
especially the ones where you do choreography. I know yeah. I personally, it always takes me a little while to really get it.
Yeah.
And what I loved about this was that I was able to go home and practice and, like, really be able to, like, get some attitude into the moves. And I wasn't so worried about just keeping up, you know, over the course of an hour. I knew I was, like, building up over time to do it, you know, this whole big performance.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's really cool feedback, too, to kind of just do it continually. You kind of build it. It helps you to feel successful, would you
mm-hmm.
say?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Now, who was your coach? Tell me about
my
the coach.
My coach was Cedric Crow.
Yeah.
And he was awesome. So I remember the first time I met Cedric, he was subbing for one of your classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like a little intimidated. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is like really legit. Because he was like, I'm going to make sure you guys get this right and look good. so partly, you know, just going with that theme of like wanting to be a better dancer, when I saw that Cedric was teaching the class, I was like,
yeah.
I know that if I go to his class, I'm going to have a lot of fun, but I'm also going to come out the other end like a much better dancer.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And he's fun. He keeps it light, like going through it, but he also makes sure that you get it. And yeah, I just had a blast. He picked some cool music. Like, it was great.
Cool. Yeah, Cedric, he's amazing. I remember seeing Cedric in the 90s, actually. We met, I don't even think I knew him then, but I was in a singing group back then, and he was dancing, and I just saw him perform, and I was like, this dude, this group, it was a rap group, actually, and he was dancing, and they were just wild. It was wild.
You know
what? Really cool.
The best thing is, I had no idea he used to be a maid coach, and I loved that show. I used to watch that show. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, my God, I got to work with this guy.
Yeah, MTV Made. I remember. Woo, wow, you took me back.
Oh, yeah.
I think he did it a couple times, actually. So
I think he did it three times.
Three times? Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the man. Now, so he was helpful, and he helped you to get through the process. Now, what was most helpful during the rehearsal times? Anything in particular?
I think the most helpful thing, and I had never really done this before, was just us recording ourselves dancing.
Yeah.
And then, going home and be able to watch that and kind of break it down and everything.
Yeah.
So, I would be, in my apartment with my phone on, then taping myself and seeing what's not getting it right.
That's cool, because I mean, even in the professional world, it's important to do that, to watch, to be able to watch yourself. Like, as a performer now, I do best when I'm watching myself and I can kind of study myself. And it's intimidating doing that, because it's like, I don't want to look at myself, you know. But it's cool. It kind of forces you to do that so you can get better and better. And it's cool in a fun way. And in a sense, I know for me, it kind of helps me it helps me to kind of get better and critique myself, but not be too critical, because I know I'm a performer and I want to get it right, you know. So
yeah, exactly. And then I had a blast too, showing off the videos to my friends. Right,
nice.
This is something I'd never done before. So everyone's like, "What? You're doing this dance program?" So it was fun to be able to show them and have them be impressed.
Yeah, impress your. I love it. Impress the friends. and then say, "Come dance with us!" Right? No.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nice. Now, how did it feel leading up to the performance day? You know, it's like, you know, the nerves come, and I'm not sure if that's like that for you, but
I was super nervous.
Really?
Super nervous, because I've never done anything like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Not even as a kid, I never did dance or anything. So, especially too, because our group was very small. I mean, a lot of the other dance crews were 8-10 more people, but due to some injuries, we were down to 2 plus Cedric.
Yeah.
So I felt very much like, oh man, I really need to bring it, because there's not a whole lot of places for people to look besides right at me. But you know what? It was a blast, and I was so happy to be able to do it with Cedric and Rachel, the other person on my crew. We got really close over the weeks, and it was so much fun to be able to just do that together.
Nice. Yeah, you guys smashed it. I was like, okay, you guys brought it. You had the handkerchiefs. I was like, oh, snap. I'm going to have to use that idea next time. No.
I kind of liked having the bandanas, because at least for the very first part of the show, they were kind of covering our faces. So even though I was nervous, I could get the first 30 seconds out of the way, feeling kind of badass and less exposed. I don't know.
No, it was cool. You guys had the swag. I was like, oh, okay, I like that idea. What did you think of that? You know, that it was pretty cool. And, you know, I also liked how we got together and did the powwow group in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
That was,
I
felt,
I liked that a lot.
That's like what they do on professional tours with artists. So I felt.
Oh, really?
Some group I know I'm kind of going back to the Backstreet Boys, but I remember seeing a video of them doing it with their dancers as well. And I think Usher and other groups, other artists like that. Absolutely. They do that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, kind of brings the unity.
Yeah. I think y'all were all so motivational and positive and just seemed really proud of all of us. So that was a really nice thing to hear, right before you were going to go out.
Good. Yeah, we were really proud. We were proud of our dancers and just proud of everyone in general, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what advice would you give anyone who'd want to participate in the program? Anyone who's thinking about it, what would you what was one or two things you, or pieces of advice you'd give them?
I mean, I would say, first of all, just give it a try. Even if you're nervous or you don't know if you can do it, like, it's a blast. And don't let, you know, nerves or whatever hold you back. And then I would just say, like, have fun and let loose. You know, despite it being, some of them being, like, very choreographed and everything, I think, like, just being able to let go and have fun makes such a huge difference. Even in, like, just the way you look when you perform, too.
Yeah. And it's cool because everyone has it in them. You know, like, if you speak to, like, when I speak to students, you know, if they've never taken class or what have you, I'm like, you can do it. I mean, like, this is, here are a couple of tips to give you, and you can do it. And when you said let loose, that's huge. That's one of the biggest things that I take with me now, even going on 30 years of performing. It's let loose, because when you're in front of a whole bunch of people, you let loose, guess what happens? They let loose, too. You know?
Exactly. And it's amazing, too. I mean, looking at a video of me from the beginning of the performance program to the final performance, what a huge difference there was.
Nice.
Yeah. And part of that, I think, too, like, part of it is definitely just doing it a million times, right?
Yeah.
But part of it too, is also like, okay, I'm having fun with this now. Yeah. I got this. I got it down. I know this. Like,
yeah. It's kind of, is it, would you say, this is just, I'm just thinking out loud, kind of curious about it. Would you say it's kind of like, you know how you, they say like, hey, this person gives you permission to, like, or hearing this person really gave me permission to ... And would you say like it's something that it's a experience where you give yourself permission to let loose and be free to do what you do, or, you know, I'm just thinking out loud.
I never thought about it that way, but yeah, definitely. I think I probably didn't feel that way the first several weeks.
Oh yeah.
But you know what? Like, you just get like the right song,
yeah,
and the right moves, and you really start to feel it. And yeah, like it feels great just to like let go and do it.
Nice. I like that. That's a blog post right there for you. Give yourself, check this out, give yourself permission. Ooh.
I know, and it's so funny, like for me that was the El Chapo Pumper dance.
Yeah.
Loved that song. Right. It probably doesn't actually like match my day to day personality all that well, but that was one of those ones. Like, yeah, I feel this. Like,
there you go. Hey, it's part of you. You might not have described it, though. You might not have realized.
There you go.
Nice. I love it. Well, Noel, thank you so much for your time. It was great talking to you and getting your feedback and input. You know, these podcasts are just designed to really impact people. Like, we all, like, as teachers, as coaches, we feel like we make impact, but the students make impact as well. By you doing the program, you give other people permission to let loose and say, okay, you know, I could do this too. Same thing happened last year, you know. People felt, that, you know, like they were given permission. You know, we've done that. Like my piece, you know, the students from last year were saying, oh, we've done that in class. I could do that. And it gave them permission to be like, okay, I'm going to do it next time. So
yeah. And so, thank you so much for putting all of this together and just creating this opportunity. I mean, the first thing I thought when we had finished performing was, when are they going to do this again? So I hope that we get to do it again soon.
Awesome, Noel. Thank you so much for your time, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Boom. And there you have it. Thanks again for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to check out www.bostonmobiledance.com. Please like it, share it, tag somebody, spread the word, you heard? Peace.